So there is latitude, there are constraints, and that's why as early as you can in the case, you've got to be thinking about how you get to the finish line, what expert testimony you will need, if any, and that's frankly why all of this is a challenge. So a couple other important things here.
I got to say, I'd probably put that owner on and not call him an expert until I got challenged on it and just let him talk a little bit and see what happens. You know, all of that stuff comes into evidence until somebody says, well, that requires an expert opinion.
Yep.
And most of what that owner knows, he knows it. And he's probably qualified to testify as just a fact witness for most of it.
So, again, rules of the road. Disclosure is a big deal here. Where the courts have gone is they don't want trial by ambush. When some of you started practice, that's basically what it used to be. But you move through the 80s and the 90s and basically trial by ambush, except for maybe the bankruptcy court, has been pretty well outlawed. And so...
Well, we have trials by emergency.
Okay. Well, not ambush then. I understand. There might be a difference.
It's kind of the same, though, really.
So what the rules are basically trying to do is to make each side put their cards on the table so they can be evaluated, and so the gatekeeper has a clear picture of what he or she is dealing with, so that they can make an informed decision. And the thing you have to keep in mind is that if you don't follow the rules, they're set up to punish you. So if you don't make your disclosures timely or properly, there's always a risk. So, expert reports. These are the six requirements. This is just pretty much non-negotiable. The rules are specific. If you don't comply, it's dangerous. And I would say the first two on the list there of these six are the ones that you really, really have to focus on, where if you miss it, that's where you're vulnerable to having your knees cut out from under you. So all of the opinions need to be expressed. You need to have at least a good bit, a fair amount of the factual basis for those opinions. And basically, when your expert is challenged by the gatekeeper, the judge, or the opposing counsel, they need to be able to articulate what the factual information and the data is that supports their opinions.
I think it's worth mentioning, though, that the witness is allowed to talk about more than what's in the report. He's just not allowed to give opinions that aren't in the report. So if there are additional bases for the opinion that aren't in the report, but the report itself satisfies the report qualification, I don't know that he is necessarily limited to those. I think you could go to something that is so far afield that people couldn't have prepared for it. But for sure, you could have a general statement about what you did and then get very specific in court, and that is clearly permissible so long as it is in support of the opinion and for the same general reasons that you gave in the opinion. And so I think you hit it on the head a bit ago when you said there's a real art into drafting those and figuring out what you want to put in and what you don't want to put in.
Yeah, and probably the hardest thing, or at least my experience has been, is where you see the case early when you're designating experts and when you're having to do those initial reports, a lot can change before you get to trial. And so has that report become stale? Obviously, you have an obligation to supplement and update, but that might include getting leave of the court or an agreement with opposing counsel to do an update on the report so that it fits the case that you're walking in to try. But those are the dicey things that you do, and really the hard thinking is about how do I start now with my first deadline and get this thing to the pay window at the end of the day.
So one other thing about... Yeah. About expert reports, and this too is a emergency driven, really, and this is going to apply not in avoiding power kinds of lawsuits, but in cash collateral and other sorts of valuation suits, especially right at the start of the case. What do you do when you find out whether you're on the side of debtor or lender that, you know, 36, 48, 72 hours from now, you're going to be in a trial where the guy you've been talking to idly about his expert opinions, is going to testify. And guess what? He hadn't written that report yet.
So I had a week before last an emergency hearing. It was done on less than a week's notice. It involved expert testimony. And I'll at least deal with one side's expert there. And I want you to know that this was a trial where we had two of the finest lawyers in the United States that were lead counsel on this. One lead counsel was from Quinn Emanuel. The other lead counsel was from Kirkland. Really top-notch lawyers that were trying to deal with this. And what had occurred is, so this witness gets challenged because he didn't provide a report. Okay, now, we're talking about, you know, the party challenging it is the one that wanted an emergency hearing. So they got an emergency hearing on, I think it was 4 days' notice. The side that was presenting the expert had given either a letter or an email, I don't remember, that essentially disclosed what the expert was going to talk about it and say, but it was definitely not going to qualify as an expert's report. And so the expert's up there getting ready to testify and gets challenged for not having done a report. What am I supposed to do in that circumstance? And I'll tell you what I did. I'm not sure that it's right, but here's what I did. Is I said, look, there was enough disclosure here that you know what this guy is going to say generally. This is not a qualifying report. But given that you wanted the expert testimony, I said to the challenging party, I'm sorry, given that you wanted the emergency hearing, I said to the challenging party, I'm going to give you an option. We'll take a break for a day or two. I'll let you depose the expert. You can get a full report, but I'm not going to make them proceed with the hearing without an expert because you wanted a hearing on 4 or 5 days' notice.